always exciting when that happens.
Oh, absolutely. They've been working hard, and they deserve this. You know, 2.5 weeks, they've been working. They played HF last week. I thought they battled through that game, and same thing today. You know, they stepped out. They were hungry.
Yep.
You know, we were attacking the goal early on, trying to find the back of the net. Uh-huh. And, you know, we hit the post a couple times, and finally once that first one goes in, it seems like the second one follows pretty quick. So
that's what happened. You got too fast, and all of a sudden things are going well, but to East credit, they came back, scored a 4.5, and made things kind of interesting.
Oh, they never let down. You know, there's a lot of drive in those girls. They pushed through the end. When they scored that goal to end the first half, you could tell it definitely changed the mood of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pressed early on in the second half as well. You know, we were just lucky to find that third goal.
Yep.
Kaylin looked up. It was great vision on her part to look up and find the back of the net.
Yeah.
Keeper was off her line.
Yep. Yeah, that was a really nice, well-executed goal, and it was good. You were real happy to see that, because at that point you needed something like that to get the momentum back in your...
Definitely. I felt like we were on our heels for a little bit. Now, it's credit to Plainfield East.
Yep.
You know, they never quit. Even till the final whistle, they kept pushing themselves through. So I thought both teams played well. A lot of little individual battles going on the field.
Yep.
And, you know, it was a good, clean game. But, yeah, I think both teams did a good job.
Looks like, and as the girls say, a real close group, and that obviously helps out, matters a lot, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They all the time they're hanging out together, and you can see it. You know, you can see it on the field. They pick each other up. You know, we talk pressure cover all day long, and I think that feeds into it. You know, they spend all their free time together. So, you know, we're looking forward to good things to come. They're going to continue to work. They've got great attitudes.
Yep.
You know, we're missing that senior leadership, but at the same time, the juniors are stepping up. We've got some young freshmen in. With Leah Ginville did a great job at center back today.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they all seem to get along. They're clicking pretty well.
The thing that you've seen with this group that you most impressed you, the qualities, characteristics that you like the most about this group of kids?
They're just resilient. They're very resilient. I think that showed last week, too. You know, we're down 5-0 to HF. With 2 minutes left, they're pushing, trying to find the back of the net.
Uh-huh.
They're not worried about that scoreboard.
So, again, how's it feel for you to, you know, you get to... you know, get this program, first win for this program. It's your program. It's got to be a nice feeling.
Oh, it's absolutely exciting. I mean, you know, 3 years, I've been in a very unique situation. I've been with these girls for 3 years.
Yep.
You know, I had them as freshmen at Central, as sophomores last year going to Central, and now to see them as juniors growing and building, it's very exciting for me, and I'm excited to see what's to come.
All right. Well said.